Cape Talk.
The US Report.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan in New York in the United States of America. A very good morning to you, Adrian. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abs. I love the way you said that.
It was excellent. I know. I didn't even plan it. It just happened, but it sounded great. I don't think I can do it again, though. So it was a one-time deal only. Nonetheless, bring it to the United States, and you want to talk about the U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson.
Yes, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He's on the road again, and he said on Sunday that it was time for Iranian-backed militias and their Iranian advisors who helped Iraq defeat Islamic State to go home after a rare joint meeting with the leaders of Iraq and Saudi Arabia. The United States is concerned that Iran, a Shiite regional power, will take advantage of gains against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, something Sunni Arab rivals Sunni Arab rivals in Riyadh also oppose. So he was there to oversee the first meeting of a new joint ministerial level body between Iraq and Saudi Arabia that will coordinate rebuilding Iraqi territory wrested from ISIS. And he'll spend the rest of the week visiting Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, India, and Switzerland, with a broad agenda that includes the conflict in Yemen and the Qatar crisis. But here is a clip of what he had to say specifically about Iraq and its relationship with Iran.
And that Iraq is secure and stable, and as I indicated, has the ability to stand on its own. We believe this will, in some ways, counter some of the unproductive influences of Iran inside of Iraq. Certainly, Iranian militias that are in Iraq, now that the fight against Daesh and ISIS is coming to a close, those militias need to go home. Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated, allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors. And I think this agreement that has been put in place between the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Iraq is a crucial element to assisting the Iraqi people to do that. And in doing so, it will strengthen the relationship again between Iraq with the Arab world.
So more or less, Abs, what we have here is the Saudis are going to step in and going to fund Iraq, and the U.S. has always had a pretty close relationship with Saudi Arabia. We'll see how that plays well in Yemen when he goes to Yemen. It will be sort of interesting.
And then let's talk about online elections. I mean, the United States, it was rumored that in the last presidential elections, there were external forces, if we may put it like that, that were at play. What's the latest coming out of this?
Sure. U.S. lawmakers alarmed that foreign entities used the internet to influence last year's election introduced legislation on Thursday to extend rules that govern political advertising on television, print, and radio to also cover social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google. So these ads have not previously been regulated by any entity except by the social media company. So the measure would also require these digital platforms with at least 50 million monthly views to maintain a public file of all electioneering communications purchased by anyone spending more than $500. Also, it would require online platforms to make all reasonable efforts to ensure that foreign individuals and entities are not buying political advertisements to influence the U.S. electorate. So social media companies have begun a lobbying campaign to at least influence, if not entirely prevent, the bill. We're not sure where that's going to go as of yet.
All right, and I believe that President or former President Carter has come to the rescue of the Golden Boy.
Yes, he has, in quite an unusual turn of events. Criticism from predecessors George W. Bush and Barack Obama highlighted a notably defensive week for President Donald Trump and sent one more former president to his rescue, strangely enough, which was Jimmy Carter. Carter said, quote, "I think the media have been harder on Trump than any other president, certainly that I've known about," unquote, and that he told to the New York Times. Carter also defended Trump against claims that the current president's aggressive style is souring U.S. relations with the world. But while Bush and Obama have nothing to lose by saying such things as, quote, we have seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty, that was stated by former President George W. Bush, Carter could want to actually placate Trump for a job interview. The 93-year-old president is said he is willing to undertake a diplomatic mission to North Korea to discuss its nuclear war or weapons. I'm sorry, its nuclear weapons program.
But I mean, what does Carter have to?
He's angling for a job.
Yeah, but I mean, he's 90. What job? What? So he goes to North Korea, or is it 93 years old? What are you going to do?
I mean, the very thought occurred to me, Abs. I mean, is he going to be able to get on a plane? Will he be able to get off a plane? Carter has this history where he didn't do so well when it came to domestic policy in the U.S., but he had a good foreign relations tenure. And he wants to sort of continue that, I think. I used to see him walking around the halls of the UN. Like, he still sort of feels that he wants to be in the action.
Yeah, I suppose, I understand that, with 93 years comes a wealth of experience. And I mean, what I would pay to just sit and listen to the man speak, what he's seen, what he's done. But to actually be physically involved in such, where the world has changed so much since you were president. I don't know. But nonetheless, U.S. firm is to look for downed plane. What plane is this?
Right. Well, Texas-based salvage firm Ocean Infinity has reached a deal with the Malaysian government to renew the search for downed flight MH370, which fell off the radar on 8th of March 2014 en route to Beijing with 239 people on board. The no-find, no-fee deal stipulates that the search company will foot the bill and recoup costs only if it finds the missing plane. A massive maritime operation for the flight cleared 120,000 square kilometers at an estimated cost of about $200 million before it was suspended in January. Now, Ocean Infinity is different, however, in that it uses autonomous underwater vehicles capable of operating in 6,000 meters water depth to collect high-resolution data at these so-called record-breaking speeds. So six unmanned surface vehicles will be used in trying to recover anything that's left over from this flight.
All right, and just very quickly, Adrian, the World Series then, what's the latest coming out of there?
Yeah, so in a first, the LA Dodgers will play the Houston Astros. These two have not played each other in a World Series event ever. And L.A. beat the Chicago Cubs, which won the World Series last year. The Astros win, if they beat L.A., the Astros beat the Yankees last night. So if they beat L.A., it will be the franchise's first World Series ever. So so it's really, L.A. hasn't won the World Series title since, I believe it was 1988. So it's going to be an exciting baseball series.
All right. Thank you so much. Adrian, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning. We talk again on Wednesday.
As always, Abs. Thanks.
Cheers.